one God, Amin.
So it's written in the psalm, blessed is the people that knows the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. And then we read that after these things, that is after the Lord performed a great number of miracles, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax office. And he said to him, follow me. And having heard that joyful voice that the psalmist talks about in the psalm, he leaves all, rises up and follows him. And that's all that's written about the initial encounter between the Lord Jesus Christ and Levi, who we know to be Saint Matthew. And that's the encounter that I wish to focus on today. This is a very rich passage, although it's short, and there are many things that are taken up. But this is what struck me, this initial encounter between Saint Matthew and the Lord Jesus Christ. We often refer to the Lord Jesus Christ as our shepherd, and we as his sheep who know his voice and who follow him wheresoever he goes. But in our common discourse in the world, when we think about a shepherd and when we think about being referred to as sheep, it's a very negative thing to refer to a group of people as, oh, they're just sheep. Because it connotes a group of people or a person who is blindly following without understanding, without freedom, without creativity, and without any sense of purpose. It connotes a people that are simply following for the sake of following. And in the words of one critic of the metaphor of the Lord Jesus Christ as a shepherd, the shepherd doesn't really love the sheep. Because what does he do? He prepares them and he preserves them and he keeps them safe for their eventual slaughter, so that they may be enjoyed by a gluttonous person, so that they may produce milk for those who need it. But he doesn't love them. He simply preserves them for their eventual slaughter. And so why, this critic asked, would I want to be a sheep? Why would I want to follow somebody who calls himself a shepherd? But this is quite far from what we mean when we call the Lord Jesus Christ our shepherd. It is quite far from what we mean when we refer to ourselves as his sheep, who follow him wheresoever he goes. Because the shepherd, that is our Lord Jesus Christ, isn't one who leads us to the slaughter. We lead ourselves to the slaughter and have led ourselves there through our sin. And as we pray in the liturgy, death entered into the world through the envy of the devil. Slaughter was inevitable. It is not our shepherd who leads us there. Our shepherd leads us to life eternal. He leads us to communion with the living God. He leads us to the heavenly kingdom. But our shepherd is not one who leads us, as I have said, to the slaughter. In fact, he has done quite the opposite. He has become one of the sheep. He has become one of the flock that are walking to their slaughter. And he has not just become one of them, he becomes the one at the very head and becomes the first fruits of those among us who enter into the kingdom of heaven, to be seated at the right hand of God. This is similar to many years ago during the Feast of the Nativity, Abuna Bishoy gave a sermon about the incarnation, and he referred to a watchmaker. The watchmaker, he said, knows what he has made very intimately. He knows every detail. He knows every little jewel in the watch. The difference is, with the Lord Jesus Christ, the watchmaker became the watch. And it is the same here. The shepherd becomes one of the flock. And so, when we talk about the Lord Jesus Christ as our shepherd. We have to look at the way in which St. Matthew saw the Lord Jesus Christ when he met him as he was sitting at the tax collection booth. And we have to understand something about the nature of St. Matthew's job. He was a tax collector, and so therefore he collected taxes from the people, from his own people, on behalf of the Romans who were conquering them. The tax collectors were hated, and not only were they hated for the fact that they betrayed their own people, but they were hated because of the way in which they practiced their job, because they pocketed money for themselves. So tax collectors were hated. And this is the man that the Lord Jesus Christ approaches and says to him, "Follow me." And without equivocation, without going to consult with his family, without asking really any questions whatsoever, he recognized that joyful voice referred to in the Psalms, and he follows. And we have many examples of this throughout the Gospel. The Samaritan woman, Photini, leaves her water pot and goes and proclaims the good news to the village and follows him. We hear about the sons of Zebedee, James and John, and also Andrew and Peter, his brother, who before this the Lord called, and who also were mere fishermen. So the character of these disciples that the Lord Jesus Christ has called, they are just average people, or even worse, the most sinful. The average people being represented by the fishermen, James, John, Andrew, and Simon Peter. The sinful being represented by Levi, or St. Matthew. And so, when we are confronted, when we hear the voice of the Lord within us, saying, "Follow me," when we hear the groanings of the Holy Spirit, saying, "Follow me," it often is not going to be a mystical experience. The voice of the Lord within us doesn't come like the rushing of a wind, but as in the story of Elijah in the Old Testament, the voice of God was not found in the earthquake, it wasn't found in the rushing of the wind, it was found in the gentle breeze. And this is the voice that we very often hear within us, urging us to stand up to pray, urging us to sit with the Word of God and to sit at His feet and listen. Urging us as we're walking by the side of the road to help somebody who's in need. The reason this particular passage, or this particular portion of the passage, struck me is that I've found myself very often having this voice inside of me saying, "Follow me, stand up to pray, follow me, sit down with the scriptures, follow me, feed the hungry." And yet, I have done everything under the sun before getting to that. And so the moment I perceive that voice inside of me saying, "Follow me," I say, "Well, I should go to the kitchen and make myself a meal. Or I'm going to read the news. Or I'm going to go out and do the laundry. Or I'm going to just sleep 15 more minutes, 20 more minutes, 30 more minutes." And by the time I get to that voice inside of me, by the time I respond, if I do at all, I am completely spent. This is like offering somebody a candle that has hardly any oil left in it. It's completely useless. And this is very often what I myself do when I hear that voice saying, "Follow me." But we have the example of Levi, St. Matthew, who led a sinful life and yet perceived that joyful voice of the Lord Jesus Christ calling him and saying, "Follow me." And he does none of what I've just described. He stands up with the simplicity of a child and follows. This is what we should strive for. This is what we should try to practice, you know, going forward from this liturgical service into the world. Because when we participate in the Eucharist, we are told at the end of the service by the priest to go in peace. What does it mean to go in peace? It means go, take what you have received, and live it. Proclaim it to the world. Live it within yourself. Be the light of the world in which you are living. Now we also learn something very comforting from the rest of the passage that we have prayed today. And that is, we ought not to use as an excuse our own unworthiness in order to hinder us from prayer, in order to hinder us from sitting with the Lord Jesus Christ and sitting with the Bible and learning from Him. In the passage that we've just prayed, it's written that after the Lord Jesus Christ called him, and we've already discussed the character of St. Matthew when the Lord Jesus Christ called him, it's written, then Levi gave him a great feast in his own house, and there were a great number of tax collectors and others who sat down with them. So the moment that St. Matthew responds to that call, follow me, the Lord Jesus Christ immediately enters into his home, which we can think of as our own soul, and feasts with him and dines with him. The barrier that we have to overcome is our laziness, our stubbornness in hearing that voice and listening immediately when the Lord Jesus Christ tells us, follow me. And so let us pray that we are able to perceive that voice full of joy saying to us, follow me. And let us work diligently at listening closely and without equivocation, without hesitation, following. Glory be to God forever. Amen.